According to state data, Montana's childcare capacity met less than half the need for out-of-home care in 2023. The state labor department says that resulted in 66,000 parents unable to fully participate in the workforce. Data show incremental improvement in capacity since 2019. In 2023, the state expanded a state childcare scholarship for low to middle income families. Caitlin Jensen, director of the advocacy group 0-5, wants to build on that momentum, especially as state revenues are strong.
We also know that there is a surplus, and so we're really hopeful that that can go towards supporting young children and families with young children.
Advocates say there are several contributing factors to the lack of available and affordable childcare: low wages for childcare workers, slim margins for childcare businesses, and a quickly growing population. These factors also lead to higher prices for parents. 0-5's proposals include a financing program for new childcare businesses, tuition assistance or wage supplements for workers, expanding scholarships, and creating a state trust fund dedicated to childcare. There are already dozens of bill requests that aim to boost childcare and early education from lawmakers across the political spectrum. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.